item is old business. We have one item of old business this evening, and that would be subdivision number 2014-1, Charles H. Guy IV.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, and thank you. And working with our counselor, prepared a motion that I would like to act on this. I have circulated it. Be open for any comments prior to introducing it that you may want to make in inserting a number into condition known as K. I think we were helped greatly in the presentation by the applicant. I'd like to move for approval of this. We were helped greatly by their exhibit booklet. There were some questions that came out, and I think the applicant was going to go ahead and be able to work through some of their problems after they got a preliminary approval. But Section K deals with when the amenities would go in. Open for any suggestions if you have reviewed this and think that we would act upon it favorably. Keeping in mind that there are no more than 83 lots within the subdivision. I was going to suggest we maybe split it and make it 42.
What was the number in this first phase? There was a line somewhere on that.
In the first phase.
This would be the first phase, and essentially the clubhouse, I think, was in the second phase. Mm-hmm. But he would made a comment that he would build it in the first phase, but I don't remember the number in the first phase.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nor do I.
Splitting sounds.
Make it a round number if you split it.
50?
Then it would be a round number being 40, 50 or whatever. It would be a lot easier to track.
Don't make it 42 and a half.
All right. Over under.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to insert, let it go in 42.
Works.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2014-1 for Charles H. Guy IV based upon the record and for the following reasons, those reasons being: one, that the proposed cluster subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items as listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Three, the cluster subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. Five, the proposed cluster subdivision is a design that is superior to a standard subdivision, as an example of which 31% of the site will be open space and no wetlands will be disturbed. Although lot sizes could be reduced to 7,500 square feet, the average lot size is between 10 and 11,000 square feet. The amenities of the clustered subdivision will also include sidewalks and a pool with a pool house. Six, the project will be served by Sussex County Sewer and Central Water. Seven, this application is, however, subject to the following conditions, those conditions being: A, there shall be no more than 83 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association that is responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, as well as the other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot buffer shall be shown along the boundaries of the subdivision. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation that are to be included in those buffer areas. H, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. I, sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in this subdivision. J, the subdivision shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. K, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities prior to the issuance of the 42nd building permit within this project. L, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the submitted revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2014-1, Charles H. Guy IV, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.